Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The commissioner of the MAC, Dr. John Steinbrecher, who is with us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Commissioner, how are you?
I'm doing great, and good afternoon to you.
Yeah. Good afternoon. I was telling my partner, you got to call him Dr. John Steinbrecher.
I was like, if you're not a medical doctor, do we really have to call you doctor? Is that does it work
He's
that way?
You're still a doctor.
Call me anything you want.
Well, now I'm in the mode of saying doctor, so I'm going to stay with it. So do I have that right? You are in favor of this idea of allowing every player to transfer once? Without penalty?
What I'm certainly interested in is exploring the concept.
Okay.
And what you're talking about is that the baseline rule for transfer rules is that everybody sits a year in residence before they're eligible to compete. However, there is this thing called the transfer exception, one-time transfer exception. And it's eligible for all sports except the five you mentioned, and you got it right.
Okay.
Football, men's and women's basketball, baseball, and men's ice hockey. They're not eligible for that exception. And so there was actually a transfer waiver working group put together that I am actually chairing. And the issue at play right now is that across a number of sports, we're seeing student-athletes put in waiver requests. They want to transfer and be immediately eligible for kids who don't meet the one-time transfer exception, whether it's in those five sports or other sports. And we've come to a day and age where people are expecting the waiver to be granted. And under the language of the rule, it's supposed to be for extenuating or egregious circumstances. And we've kind of lost our way with it. And so the NCAA Board of Directors asked the group be put together and take a look at it. Well, one of the ways to get at narrowing the waiver window is to perhaps explore providing the one-time transfer exception across all sports. Have a unified rule. Unless there is a really valid reason to have a rule that differentiates the student athletes, why would you have it? And so that's really the question under consideration now. Do we have a unified rule or not? And obviously there's going to be a lot of debate around that.
So you would be able to do it one time. What stops them from, you know, what if you transfer to a school and that coach leaves right away or something like that? You'd be stuck. How would you do something like that?
You can always transfer. The
sure.
question is, are you immediately eligible to compete?
Of course.
And I would suggest you, if we go down the path that is being the concept that's being proposed right now, I don't think a coach leaving would be considered an egregious view. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. And so, the concept is you're kind of going to have one in your pocket. And if you want to use it, you use it. And if you don't, you don't.
Dr. Steinbrecher, here's what I've always had a problem with when it comes to college sports. The players who are young adults, in some ways still kids, especially freshmen, are held to a higher standard than the coaches. Coaches make a ton of money. They can leave whenever they want. Their contracts are completely meaningless. They can always get out of them. They can promise kids they're going to be there and then leave 2 minutes later. And there's no penalties. They're never forced to sit. They're never forced to stay in their contracts. And players are. Does that make any sense at all?
Well, there's a couple competing interests that are trying that are we're needing to balance here.
Yeah.
The interest of the student athlete, both in terms of where they want to play with their academic well-being, their athletic well-being, their social well-being, and the interest of the institution that need and want to put a competitive product on the field, have some roster management issues, and you've got to balance all those things. And what we know, there are some academic issues at play here, and they are very legitimate. We know that as student athletes transfer, it reduces the likelihood that they're going to graduate. Now, one time, it doesn't fall off the table. Transfer more than once, and what we see is the numbers decline dramatically in terms of their academic success. And so that's a legitimate interest of all involved. And so having this one-time transfer exception goes a long way to answering the question or the issue that you're raising about, you know, should this student athlete be eligible or able to leave or not and be immediately eligible.
Dr. John Steinbrecher, Commissioner of the Mid-American Conference, with us on the hotline. Commissioner, let me ask you this. What prevents schools from back-channeling things and trying to, you know, recruit other student athletes, given they have this one-time exception?
You mean what happens right now?
Yeah, that's right.
Even if whether they have it or not?
Yeah, that's right.
I would suggest to you that's occurring now, and you're right. That's the tampering issue, right?
Yes, correct.
How do you manage that? And that's a very good question, and that's kind of list one on the topics I've talked about that are challenged with this. Is tampering going to get worse? It's probably not going to get any better. And A, it's an enforcement issue. What we hear from the coaches is incredibly difficult to prove. Now, part of the reason for that is coaches won't talk about each other. They seem unwilling to call somebody out. Well, that's issue one. We need to be willing to do that. Or two, coaches need to take it upon themselves and say, this is an issue we can manage by, it's an ethical issue for us. We'll manage it among ourselves. Now, will they or won't they? I don't know. I don't have great confidence, and I'm not trying to besmirch a group of people. I get why there's not a lot of talking about it. That may just have to be the way it is because it's occurring right now. And if the primary reason we're unwilling to move down this path is because we have some folks who can't behave in an appropriate manner, that doesn't speak real well for the enterprise.
We're talking with the commissioner of the MAC, Dr. John Steinbrecher. Doc, when we talked about this last week, there were some people that suggested that conferences like yours would be hurt by this rule because if you have a star player at Toledo or Miami of Ohio or whatever, that maybe that kid is a great freshman year and now he's going to go to Ohio State or Michigan State. I was thinking that maybe it would work the other way where now a kid that is a really good player but is not good enough to start at Ohio State, Michigan State, maybe he now it's easier for him to go to a MAC school or another school, you know, that level conference, and because they know they're going to play. And, you know, nowadays it doesn't matter what conference you play in. If you play well, you're going to get recognized, you're going to get drafted. But what do you think about that?
Wherever you're situated, you're going to think about the worst-case scenario for you.
Sure.
So if I'm in a Mid-American Conference school, I'm going to say, geez, I'm going to get picked clean by the schools that are perceived to be more powerful above us. All the way up and down the food chain, you're going to have that thought. I tend to be a little closer to where you are in that, you know what, I think all of this will work itself out. I think kids are going to want to get to wherever they can play. And that's where they'll figure it out. And so the water will level at some point in time. I would expect there to be a year or two of significant churn on this, and then I think it starts to settle. But that's entirely legitimate. And so then the flip side of this is one of the reasons we have recruiting calendars. One of the reasons we have a national letter of intent is because prospects and their families and their high school coaches have all said, you know what, we want the recruiting process to stop. That's what those mechanisms do. Well, if we go down this path, you know what, the recruiting process could continue for another period of time, couldn't it? And so we need people to think that through. We need student athletes to think that through. Is that something they're willing to live with or not? And so you can't always have it both ways. And we'll see where that conversation comes out.
Dr. John Steinbrecher with us. Commissioner, how do we go in terms of the pay-for-play stuff, and especially with everything that's going on in the state of California? Where do you see this thing headed?
Well, obviously the name, image, and likeness stuff is there's some change coming down the path. And so what we're really talking about is third parties paying student athletes. It won't be the institutions. There won't be an employee-employer situation set up between institutions and student athletes. But clearly there could be something where there's some, you know, it's Joe's Pizza Shop wants to do something with a student athlete. Something's coming. To what extent, I don't know. I haven't figured out a way to put limits on that at the current time. It seems like a market-driven type of situation. Can that have some effect? Absolutely it could. I don't know how you prevent some bidding wars from occurring, whether it's with prospects, whether it's with transfers. Stay tuned. I know we've got some groups working on it. Yeah. I expect you'll hear something. Here's a little breaking news for you. I think within the next week or two,
really?
I think we'll start to see some things come out about some concepts about how to manage this and what some possible scenarios are. But it's going to be interesting. It's going to change the dynamics a little bit. And we'll see what that means for the enterprise.
Yeah, I personally think it's great. I think California did a great job here at forcing the hand of the NCAA, and I think players should be able to make money off their own likeness. It takes the schools off the hook for potentially having to pay them down the line. And guys, you know, the stars should be able to make, especially should be able to make money, in my opinion. You know, we were talking the other day about, you know, in football, if you're not in a Power 5 conference, you really have no chance of winning a national championship, because it's nearly impossible, basically impossible, for a non-Power 5 school to get into the top four. Do you think, I suggested the other day, that all the conferences like yours should be still eligible to get into the college football playoff, but that you guys, the group of five conferences, should have their own postseason in addition, even if, you know, whatever, if one team happens to make the big tournament, sure. But
so
you
like
got
having an NCAA tournament in NIT, something like that.
Right, because otherwise your guy, the teams in your conference and the other smaller conferences never have a chance to win a championship. What do you think about that?
I question the ability to generate value on that, and in part that's why we have a bowl system. We have a postseason that affords an incredible amount of opportunity, and it's also why I think you have a lot of people who think, just from a fairness point of view,
yeah,
we ought to expand the CFP to eight teams. We
yes.
ought to make sure at least one from the non-autonomous FBS conferences have an opportunity to be in that playoff.
I agree with that. I think the team should have to be at least ranked, at least in the top 25, to qualify. But, yeah, I think there should be one automatic spot as long as the team's in the top 25, usually there is.
What did we have, three or four or five
yeah.
teams from the non-autonomous FBS in
right.
the top 25 last year?
Yes. I don't think and Notre Dame shouldn't count there, though, right? I mean, Notre Dame should have their, you know, should not be able to get in that way.
I don't believe they would. They
right,
would
right,
be
right.
through the right. They have to meet some standard, whatever
right.
that is.
Okay. I know you got the men's both the men's and women's basketball tournaments coming up, presented by Visit Myrtle Beach, March 11th through 14th, right here, a couple blocks from
yeah.
us at the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. I've been there many times, Dustin. I know you've been to
it's a great
the tournament many
very,
times.
Very
Always
well
a great atmosphere, right, for that?
Oh, we're in the best facility in the country. We're going to have, you know, our league is incredibly deep this year. I mean, I've actually got our media relations people looking into it. we may lead the country in number of games decided by 5 points or less in conference play. I mean, it's just been one of those great seasons. There's a lot of fun teams. And then to top it off, the cherry on top of that ice cream sundae is the next week we host first and second rounds there at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse as well. So a couple weeks of just great college basketball in Cleveland.
So who's the favorite here? Is it Akron? The Bowling Green? What do you got? Who's the
take your pick.
Yeah.
Akron and Bowling Green would be good picks. Ball State, Central Michigan. Golly, tape your ankles and come ready to play.
All right. Commish, we appreciate the time, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Commish.
Anytime. Have a great afternoon.
All right, you got it. There's Dr. John Steinbrecher, the MAC commissioner.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.